Well, welcome back to another edition of Podfathers. I am Uncle Chaps. I'm joined, as always, by Clem and Large. And we are presented by the good folks at Milk. Milk is delicious. It is simple and wholesome. It's fresh from the farm. It's naturally nutrient-rich and a good source of high-quality protein for your muscles. It's got calcium and vitamin D to strengthen your bones and B vitamins for energy. All around, it's a good source of high-quality protein. And it's a natural protein, unlike the stuff that you would find in a shaker or some shit like that. Most of all, you think about Milk, you think about the real moments with your families. We've been posting some of those on our Instagram with the hashtag LoveWhatsReal. Send us those, your real moments. We don't want anything that's in like a picture book or anything like that where you have a professional photographer. We want the pictures like we posted on Saturday with the grandma who had throw up in her mouth. We want the ones of the babies that are patting on their bellies and they're falling over and getting tackled by their dogs or putting their fingers in dog shit. That's what we want. That's the real moments. That's what Milk is. Milk is real. Let's get started with the show.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
All right, so it was a big weekend around my house this weekend. I got to spend some lovely time with my daughters, but we will get started with you boys instead. We will do a little power ranking, starting off with the young Svelte. I want to say Svelte. You're looking good, Clem and M.
Thanks, buddy.
Good, my friend.
So I went into – it looked as – at last night, it appeared that AJ was about to make the number one spot for the first time in his young life. And by no – actually, no, a very big fault of his own. The poor kid just couldn't do it. Sienna came in the room last night, and she was pretty good all week, but she had done nothing really extraordinary. It was really windy here. Large, did you have a lot of wind last night down by you?
I was going to try and maybe take the camera over and show you my backyard. A tree fell in my backyard. We have those 200-year-old trees, and half of it snapped and fell down. And I kind of
hit the house at all?
No. We have a bocce court back there, so it looked like it blew out the side of a bocce court. And, so.
Happens to the best of us.
It does. But we were sitting in the house when it happened. And, it's like a train hit the house. But nothing, everyone was safe and sound. I let the dog out right afterwards.
Off the couch and say, my stars, the bocce court.
Yeah, I clutched my pearls. Is everyone okay? And they're like, yeah. I was like, what about the bocce court?
It just missed
the gnashing of teeth.
It just missed the tennis court and the indoor pool, but luckily on the bocce court.
No, but imagine if the maid's quarters got hit. I mean, that would have been terrible. That's where they're in there eating their star cookies.
They're like the fucking Sean Latham show, eating banana and mayonnaise sandwiches. Like, oh,
throw up in my mouth. Yeah. He's got a mullety experience. What did I say last week? He's got a mullety existence.
Mullety je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, and AJ were playing Uno. What happened, Clem?
No, so AJ, I will explain why AJ was about to get number one on the list in Milk and Cookies later in the episode. So he had it locked up, and then Sienna last night, she has a problem where she never goes to sleep and she just drives us nuts, which is something parents will learn when you have like a 3, 4, 5-year-old, when they become smart enough to like be like, daddy, I just want to say I love you. And then you send them back to the room. They come back. But last night she came in and she goes, daddy. And I was like, what? And she goes, I'm scared. I'm never going in that room again. And then she looks at me and she goes, never, never again. And like, this is something that's actually like tough as a parent, is when they say something so cute and you're mad at them and you like are like biting your lips so you don't laugh in their face. Like I was doing that. And then finally, like, I just like burst out like cackling and she just looks at me and she's like, never. So she jumps back up to the number one spot because AJ woke up again at 4:30 in the morning.
You know, it's a rough week for Clem whenever the number one kid is because she won't go to sleep.
Like, yeah. AJ waking up at 4:30 in the morning. It's the first thing I think of when I wake up. It's the last thing I think of when I go to bed. And it's like the moment I dread is that 4:30 wake up call every fucking day. So despite them being the center of Milk and Cookies in a couple of minutes, he is number two in the basement locked up. I'm not going to say anything else because I'm going to get in trouble if I say anything else about him. Large.
Okay.
You go, buddy.
Clem's triggered. He is back.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Might I recommend a nice cool glass of milk?
Large is talking about fucking bocce courts. I just have fucking dead grass outside my in my house. That's all I have here. I don't have fucking bocce courts.
I'm a broken bocce court. I don't have much. I mean, my daughter is sort of chugging along. She made the school play this week. You know, they got a couple of third graders into the chorus, so she's in on that. My oldest kid jumps to number one, Mick. He went to the high school is having their basketball finals, you know, or whatever. And, he brought his little brother with him. He was like, "Hey, you want to go?" So it was Mick and his high school friends. And he took my middle guy and, which is huge.
That's a nice moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably like, what the hell?
Yeah. So he's like, "You want to go?" And my wife was, you know, pulled my middle guy aside, Finn. She was like, "Listen, I get one call from Mick saying that you said, you know, this or anything, you're gone. And I will pull you out of there and make sure everyone knows you're getting pulled out because you can't handle hanging out with high schoolers." And he was like, so he went, he was on his best behavior and the whole thing worked out well. And I think if my brother and I were 18 months apart, so we did everything together, these guys are 3 years apart, which is, you know, double that. So there should be more of a distance between them, but the older one constantly works to keep that distance a little bit tighter. So he grabs the number one spot this week.
No, your kids just shit all over my kids all the time. Like that is not the way Kelsey does business at all. Kelsey, wifey had a little work trip and she went to Austin this weekend and I had McCartney and Kelsey went on a fishing trip. It was her first big time going away for like a weekend with her friend that lives across the street. They went and did a little deep sea fishing, hung out at the beach and things like that with her family. So that was pretty nice. And then McCartney has been on this big kick. I'm sure you guys have seen like on YouTube where they do all these challenges. You know, they do 24 hours stay up challenge, 24 hours upstairs challenge, 24 hours only eating this challenge. Well, she has been wanting to do this forever. So I finally on Saturday morning was like, all right, we're going to do one. And I just made it up. I was like, we're going to do a 24-hour best friend challenge. Me and you, we're going to figure out what we're going to do. So we went to the movies. We went to Peter Piper Pizza, which is kind of like Chuck E. Cheese down here. We watched a movie together at home. We had like a sleepover, did video games. And she wants to start like her own little YouTube channel. Like she wants to be a YouTuber. Like I tell her, like, Daddy has a show on Sirius. Daddy has some podcasts. Daddy works in media. And she doesn't care. She's like, are you on YouTube? When I showed her a video series of us in Seattle for the Zero Block 30 Squad in Seattle on YouTube, she was like, holy shit, my dad has made it. She thought it was awesome. So I let her take over the Podfather's Instagram account and the stories for that day where she was talking through it. She did like a pizza review. It was really awesome, man. It was a very fun weekend for us to hang out and just do stuff together like that. It was cool.
I'm going to put Chaps number one in the Podfather's power rankings right now for being a much better dad than Large and I were. McCartney's going to make more money than Portnoy in the next 5 years if she gets her own YouTube channel. She is going to kill it.
She did a great job on the Instagram channel. She did a fantastic job. I purposely learned how to use Instagram this week just so I could see Chaps' daughter. I've never gone into a story before. And I went in, I watched every little bit of it. I'm not doing it right because I have to exit out and go back to get her next story. I'm sure there's a way to page through it. But yeah, she did a great job. She's awesome.
When she busted out the pizza review and said 1.2 and it was pretty shitty pizza, I was like, that's this girl. She's got what it takes.
Yeah, she's ruthless.
She got what it takes.
She ain't no rookie.
No. And then Kelsey, when she came home on Sunday night, I told her about McCartney taking over the Podfather's account. And she was like, why don't you let me do that? So I'm like, because you're a big old fucking nerd. That's the reason why.
This is me playing the tuba. He's like, no, Kelsey. Subscribers.
But if you got to protect your family, both kids, no matter who you love, make sure you do it with Simply Safe. Here's something that's interesting. Study shows that security systems deter burglars. I mean, it's just a fact. If you see the burglary sign, then people are much less likely to rob your home. So all of us use Simply Safe. We go in, you just connect it to Wi-Fi. It's so easy. Simply Safe believes that no place has to be in fear, and home should not be the place that you are scared the most. SimpliSafe sensors will protect every point of your entrance. Did it? I bet if you had one on the back of your house, Larch, it would have told you that the tree fell on the bocce ball court.
Right. Yeah, that's my error. I just need to set something up, you know, on that wing. We only have the front couple acres covered. I got to do the back
40 for sure.
The compound.
Yeah. If a burglar tries to break anywhere on your 15,000 square foot compound, an ear-shattering siren will let you know that the police are on their way. Best of all, SimpliSafe uses 24/7 monitoring for just $14.99 a month that even Clem can afford, and they never lock you into a long-term contract. More than 3 million people already knows how good it feels to have a safe home with SimpliSafe. So go to the only home security system that I trust, SimpliSafe, by going to simplisafe.com/podfathers. Go today and get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/podfathers for the home security I trust, simplisafe.com/podfathers. So this next story is one that took me for a loop, man. Like, I saw it, but you know, like the blog gods, every now and then I talk about the blog gods, where the blog gods are just looking out for you. When I opened up my Facebook account, because I only use it to go through and look at like what I did 10 years ago, essentially at this point, mm-hmm. when I did that, the first post was somebody that I haven't talked to since like high school on there sharing this account from this fella named Terry Robinson. And I will say, however, don't go looking through Terry Robinson's post on Facebook other than this one, because they are problematic. This guy is wildly racist. So, but
Large, I thought your name was Mike. I didn't know your name was Terry.
Can you spell that last name?
You're going to get some good stuff for your group chat, Large. Yeah.
You must hear Jackie Robinson's name all the time and be like, fuck.
So here we go. This guy says about him and his family, the dude, I would guess that he's probably 55, 60 years old. He says, and I'm going to read this entire thing because every single line of it is beautiful. He says, no nursing home for us. We'll be checking into the Holiday Inn. With the average cost for nursing home care at $188 per day, there is a better way than to get old in a nursing home. I already checked on several reservations at the Holiday Inn for a combined long-term stay discount and a senior discount. It's $59.23 a night. Breakfast is included and some happy hours in the afternoon. So you get like drink tickets and shit. That leaves $128.77 a day for dinner, lunch at any restaurant we want, room service, laundry, gratuities, and special movies. I believe he's talking about pornographic movies there, folks. Plus, they provide a spa, swimming pool, a workout room, a lounge, a washer and dryer. Most have free toothpaste and razors, and all will have free shampoo and soap. $5 worth of tips a day, and the entire staff will be scrambling to help you. They'll treat you like a customer, not a patient. This is a city bus stop out front, and seniors ride free. There'll be a handicap bus to pick you up if you fake a decent limp and meet other nice people. Call a church bus on Sundays. And for a change of scenery, just take the airport shuttle bus and eat one of the nice restaurants there. While you're at the airport, fly somewhere else. Otherwise, the cash keeps building up. It takes months to get into a decent nursing home. Holiday Inn will take your reservation today, and you're not stuck in one place forever. You can move from end to end or city to city. Want to see Hawaii? They have a Holiday Inn there too. TV broken, light bulb needs changing, need a mattress replaced? No problem. They fix everything and apologize for the inconvenience. The inn has a night security person and a day room service. The maid checks to see if you're okay, and if not, they'll call the ambulance or the undertaker. If you fall and break a hip, Medicare will pay for the hip, and the Holiday Inn will upgrade you to a suite for the rest of your life. And no worries about visits from the family because the grandkids can use the pool. What more can you ask for than retiring at the Holiday Inn? I mean, my God, folks, it is just unbelievable. Unbelievable, right?
What's the opposite of a rebuke? We should give Terry whatever the opposite of a rebuke is. That is legendary. That's life. There's life hacks, and then there's hacking life. And he just hacked life, as we know it. It's incredible.
I just don't know what to say. I mean, there's so many things that he just nailed spot on whenever you think about it. It's a great deal. Because think about some of these spots if you do, and that's not even accounting for how many points you would get too. Like, you would get all kinds of free nights because you stayed for several. Last night, we talked about this a little bit on the High Hater show. We had a caller who called in and said that his grandma does the same thing, but hold on to your dicks, boys. She does it with a cruise line. Her husband died, and she just gets – nothing but Groupons and shit like that for all the different cruise lines and just stays on a cruise. And she's been doing this for like 4 years since her husband dies. And she will have people who come in the same year, and it's like a reunion tour. She's like, well, Betty's back on the boat now. We were hanging out with Betty. She'll be back again next fall when I'm still here. She's only not on the cruise for 2 months at a time. And those times she's with her family. You don't think you can live on a cruise ship?
I don't think I could do it. I mean, I've never been on a cruise. Have you guys been on cruises?
I went on one, but it was for really poor people. Okay. And it wasn't a great time at all.
Right. And then have you been, Clem?
I've been on two, and I really didn't enjoy either of them.
Right. But I think I would try the Holiday Inn because I don't mind that type of life, like having your bed made and the room service and having to get out. You know, like they come in, can I do your, it makes you get out. Like, I think it's going to keep her, hit this guy healthy so he can go out and do a lot of racist stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of it. I'm considering it. It's for a single guy or a single old person.
That's what I said in the blog. I'm like, there's no way your wife has to either die or leave you for this to be an option in old age. The only bad part that I really see about it is you can't pull off my favorite hotel prank, which is to take one of the dish towels that you have or the washcloths and fill it up with conditioner right before the maid's supposed to come, so they just think that you came a boatload.
You're sick fuck chaps.
Yeah, that's the only downside that I saw too of spending your golden years in a hotel room. But yeah, if you can get past that, I think it's smooth sailing.
Yeah. Just got to be able to come somewhere, my friends. That's what I always say.
No, I've heard you say it. It's genius. I wonder if anyone's ever done it, to be honest with you. Like, I know people who've lived, a buddy of mine I used to do business with lived for 10 years at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. And he said it was one of the best 10 years of his life. He was, you know, just got divorced and he had to move out there and like relocate. And he just never looked for a place. So he spent 10 years at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. He speaks about it like.
10 years is just so outrageous to spend in a hotel. Like, where do you put all your clothes? I mean, in all reality, I get so tired of a hotel after like day three.
Yes. But if you're an old person, I think one closet is enough. One chest of drawers is enough. It forces you to whittle down your stuff. I guess groceries, you have to have very minimal groceries because you just have that small fridge.
Yeah.
And you're always avoiding anything that they leave. Like, I wonder if there's a cash bar there that is just a constant source of temptation for the rest of your life.
Oh my God.
The mini fridge. Three drink tickets a day. And one other thing that I think would be awesome is because you're sitting at this hotel that you are going to spend the next couple of months at, once you're old, all of your close friends, all of your close family have all heard every single story you've ever told on Barstool Gold like 10 times. They've heard all of the stories. Whenever you're living in a hotel like the Holiday Inn, you have a fresh influx of people at the hotel bar every single day. So you can go over some of your best hits and really work on your material. By like year two, you're essentially like the Eddie Murphy of fucking Holiday Inn in Sonoma, California.
Right. They put you on the brochure.
Yeah. And you're like, ladies and gentlemen, we got Lars. Lars is back again.
If you'll direct your attention like to the bald Billy guy Joel. In the corner.
You'll be the Billy Joel of Holiday Inn.
Stirring a drink with my pinky. I mean, it seems like it's a win-win for me. I just got to get rid of the rest of my family, and I'm smooth sailing.
In 10 years, we're going to come back, or 15 years, we're going to come back, and I'm going to be traveling through the Northeast, and I'm going to stumble into the Holiday Inn, and I'm going to see your picture on like a thing, and I'll be like, Large. I haven't heard that name in years. Go check out your local set.
Yeah, and then you got to rush to get back to your cruise ship.
Yeah, and I'll also say hello to Francis. He'll be open. That'll be nice.
And if you want to be like the favorite grandparent too, like whose house you want to go to? The fucking old ass Large's house where it's nothing but Werther's and like potpourri? Or you go to my fucking house and I have a pool, like the guy said, and I have a fucking game room with the hottest games in the world. And nothing beats like exploring a hotel that like 10-minute, 15-minute, like, just journey around, there's nothing that tops that at all. So there's really no discernible, like, holes we could poke in Terry's plan other than the shitty families we have.
You know you're a dad whenever one of your biggest priorities when you get to the hotel is locating where the ice machine is. I'm never concerned about ice in my own home, but as soon as I get to a hotel, I'm like, where's that fucking ice at?
I got the three kids. You guys have two. So I have one too many kids to be in one room now because they, you know, so – and – we do it still. We just have them kind of scrunch in, or they if unless there's a pull-out bed, then we're home free. But I do the concierge level every now and again, and everyone's like, ooh, kind of fancy. But we get our money's worth there. If you get in there and they have the cookies and the little breakfast buffet, and then at night they have some free alcohol and all that. So if this guy could somehow get into like a concierge level for the rest of his life.
Would, because you'd get automatic upgrades, right? Like if you stay there so many nights, you would get so many upgrades.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he's got it all figured out.
That's a brilliant plan. Mm-hmm. It is a brilliant plan. The only thing that you would really need, though, if you wanted to do that, because every now and then you're still going to want to cook some home fresh meals, and you're going to want to do that with our good friends at HelloFresh, and a little bit of a hot plate in the hotel room. That's what we would recommend there. Achieving your fitness goals in 2019 is easy, and enjoy delicious home-cooked meals with HelloFresh. HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen in 2019 a reality with deliciously simple recipes. HelloFresh does all the planning, shopping, and prepping so you can focus on enjoying a new year and a healthier you. Get seasonal simple recipes and a pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door every single week, even if that door is at the Holiday Inn. Cooking at home is enjoyable and easy with HelloFresh. I mean, we've all done it. We get it, and they just send you the nicest ingredients, and it comes. And it's not like some of the other ones that we've tried, too, where you have to chop up everything. They say it's going to take 30 minutes and actually takes like an hour and a half to get through it. You don't have to do that. Go to HelloFresh.com/podfathers and you are going to get $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Go to HelloFresh.com/father60. Sorry, not podfathers. HelloFresh.com/father60 and enter father60. Repeat that again one more time so you have it at home. HelloFresh.com/father60 to get $60 off. Or $20 off your first three boxes from HelloFresh. Let's move on to another story that some of our Twitter followers were asking us to get into because there is a train wreck, right? What happened with the train, Clem?
So there was an Amtrak train headed for LA with nearly 200 people on board. It came to a standstill Sunday evening. So this is Tuesday afternoon we're talking. After hitting a tree that had fallen onto the tracks, must have been the one that took down Largent's fucking bocce court. More than 24 hours later, there's still no movement. Due to worsening conditions, area road closures, and no viable way to safely transport passengers or crew via alternate transportation, Train 11 stopped in Oak Ridge, Oregon. Passenger Carl Bigsby said the snack chart on the train is completely empty and people have run out of diapers for their children. A lot of kids have been good, but they've been running up and down a lot. It's a lot. Especially the food, and they're not really liking the food. Moms are doing all they can right now. So these people are living what it's pretty much hell on earth right now, and there's no fucking way to ford the river or caulk the river in Oregon because these people are just stranded. It sounds like a nightmare.
I'd leave. I would just leave. I mean, I would leave my kids and just hope somebody else is sitting back and be like, I don't know what happened. I blacked out stress from the war, and I had to leave. I would just get out of there so quick.
Just Google Maps the nearest Holiday Inn and just start a new life.
Yeah, start a new one. Large, what are you doing if you're stuck on a train?
I mean, I guess that they say they ran out of alcohol too, because I would think that I would have drinking myself into a stupor. But kids with no diapers 24 hours later, that's hell on earth for me. I'd never feel as bad about myself than when I'm standing up, like, you know, when there's no more seats on the bus or the train and you're just standing up in traffic forever. And sometimes I take the train back to New Jersey. It's just a terrible feeling. So you mix that in 24 hours with a bunch of kids that fucking aren't yours. I would be out of my fucking mind. So I don't know
what else is terrible about situations like that? People who are complaining, like the people who are acting like assholes to the staff, like the staff wants to be stuck there. Those are the people that I hate, man. Like, if you're on a plane and it's stuck and you're taking it out on the fucking flight attendant or something like that, get out of here, man. Like, when we were in Daytona, there was this dude, we were in line for credentials, and this dude was yelling from the back, like, what's taking so long? What's taking so long? Like, that's going to hurry people up. Like the lady's like, oh shit, I was taking my sweet ass time doing my job. Allow me to speed up. That's not how it goes down. Don't be a dickhead to people. Right, Clem?
I agree.
I didn't ask Lars because I feel like he would be.
The only good thing about it in our area, in our neck of the woods in the Northeast, is if like you're badgering the people and it's not their fault, then everyone else in like the city, like in the tri-state area, just goes back at you. Like there, it's come to the point now where the one asshole usually gets publicly shamed, and all of us guys, McMahon Lodge, are like, shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down. So that's like the one good thing, is I feel like humanity has turned the tide on like the asshole complainers for
that. Do you ever go with the old, hey, he's working here?
Yeah. Forget about it.
That's a great one, by the way, Chaps. Yeah, there's a certain degree of street justice for those people. Now, I agree, Clem. You know, whenever you get on there and somebody starts shitting on waiters or something like that, I think a lot of people, or bartenders too, especially like a female bartender is getting the business from somebody, it's like everyone jumps to a rescue. So I think that probably would happen. But I just really like the way you say Oregon.
Yeah, or it's actually Oregon, right?
Oregon, yeah, exactly.
That's my mistake. I don't know how to spell that state or say that state, but I do know how to sleep comfortably on a Casper mattress because I have one at home, and it's an absolute delight. But don't just ask me. There's over 20,000 reviews. They give it an average 4.8 stars per mattress on Amazon, Google, everywhere that you can basically do reviews. Casper offers two mattresses with the Wave and the Essential Comfort. So they have all the different sizes, obviously. You can be sure to purchase your Casper mattress with a 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial, because sometimes you get a mattress and you don't like it, and that is a terrible feeling. I think that there's two times that you really have a big ton of regret. When you have a car, like my wife and I bought a Tahoe, and the next day when we came home, we went to go drive it to like church or something. I like look over, I was like, I kind of hate this car. This car kind of sucks. I wish we had the minivan back. Because the minivan had two different TVs in it. The kids could watch each one. We thought that we were out of the minivan life and we went back to a Tahoe. Hated it. Mattress is the same way. You sleep on it the first night and you don't like it. You want to send that fucker back. Casper gives you that option, but you're not going to have to do that because you're actually going to like what they have. Again, they have 100 risk-free night. Go to casper.com/podfathers and you're going to get $50 off any mattress that you want by going to casper.com/podfathers today. casper.com/podfathers. Terms and conditions may apply. Let's hop into the mailbag. Clem, you want to start us off with what Tyler has?
Yes, sir. We got one from Ross here. Hey Clem, big fan. Oh, look at that. Big fan of you too, Ross. Didn't say Chaps or Large, just for the record. Wow. Always have been too. So he's been on me from day one. Quick question for you. I know this is right at the Podfather alley. My soon-to-be wife, April wedding, prayers be appreciated, is offering a deal. If I do the dishes every single night for the rest of our lives, she will change every single dirty diaper. Would you make that bet? There's a lot more years of dishes than dirty diapers, but a dishwasher is a wonderful invention with new technology coming out. You never know what the future holds in cleaning dishes. The reason I need an answer is because the dishes would start as soon as they get married in April and not when they have their first child. And they both come from big families and they're planning on 4 to 5 kids. So would you do dishes the rest of your life starting once you say I do until the day one of you is, you are no longer together? Or would you do the dirty diapers for the 4 to 5 kids?
But what were you saying? He should worry less about the dishes and worry about what?
The fact that he's about to have 5 kids, right? If he's going to have 5 kids, and you know, like that seems like a preposterous amount of kids. And diapers get changed no matter what. So I wouldn't sign up for this. And I do a tremendous amount of dishes. But at the end of the day, if he's the one who's going to be working and she's at home with the kids, the diapers are going to have to be changed anyway. It's not like she's going to save them for him to come on the road. So I think it's a sucker bet for him to take this.
This deal is fake news. It's not going to happen either way. Like you're not going to stick to it. It reminds me of Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry David and his wife make the deal where when they're married for 10 years, he gets to sleep with somebody one time. And so you go through all that stuff. That's just not going to happen. You're not going to go through your whole life doing the dishes or changing diapers. It's not going to happen. So I wouldn't worry about it. I would probably say sure. But then if you have 4 or 5 kids and she's sitting there knee deep in diapers with 2 or 3 of them and you're like, and she's, can you give me a hand? That deal that we made 8 years ago, we made a deal. I've been doing the dishes. Not going to fly. You'll just end up divorced. Right.
Yeah. And if your kid, like if you're driving and it's just you and the kid, your wife's away doing something and he shits all over himself and you can't go near without puking, like you're going to have to change him yourself. There's no real way around this. Plus, I mean, diapers are overrated, I think, in terms of how bad they are. I'm in the, like, you guys hear the pain in my voice every morning because of fucking AJ. And even with all that, like it's like a pain in the ass when they shit themselves, they blow out, or when they like cry and wiggle trying to get out of the diapers. Other than that, dirty diapers are kind of overrated. It's like your soul getting sucked out of your body is a billion times worse than any kind of diaper stuff. So, yeah, I wouldn't make that deal. And, like, with the dishes get annoying because you have to load them and you have to put them away. You're responsible for all things dishes, whereas she's just in charge of just the kids' shit and piss. No dice at all. She's just going to get the kids to potty train early, and then she plays you for a sucker. So I wouldn't make that trade. I wouldn't even make that trade if it was – kids in diapers versus dishes. I still think you're on the losing end of that.
Large tapped on his mic.
Large, stop chewing on your wires during this podcast. People don't know you chew on the wires of your computer during the podcast. It's a nervous tick of yours.
I'm trying to see whether that is. Am I working now?
Yeah, you're good.
I honestly, I feel like the poorest guy in this fucking chat. Yeah, and like
all the way to the corner, like he's like got his mouth basically to plate the microphone right now.
Exactly, I'm right up on it like a wedding dick. Yeah, I mean, I would change diapers for the rest of my life just to get a microphone that works.
I'm gonna have to send you some Amazon links, my friend, because this is I'm getting triggered. Let's go on to the next diaper bag. We got Tyler. He says, I'm in need of some crucial advice. Two kids, one's about to turn 4 and the other one's turning 2 in June. This means twice a year, my wife is stressing me out about planning a birthday party. During this time, she orders directions for me to She orders out directions for me to help get stuff done around the party, decorations, set out food, etc. Now the issue is she is running out through her mind the last month on how she pictures everything to be set out. Me, I am going blind. So she will tell me, go set out the fruit. I get the fruit and set it on the table, which is a logical move. She sees where I set and said that doesn't go there and moves it. This process goes round and round until the party starts, her giving me tasks, me taking my best guess at how to complete the task in her mind, and then her correcting the work I did that she had in her head. Please help. How do I improve this process to avoid going through this twice a year for the next 18 years? My friend, you don't. Like, that is your life. Like,
you married her. How you didn't know this was the woman you were marrying? Like, that's kind of what I think, Tyler. I'm sorry for you, but however, like, there's two things. One, you go like, put the fruit on the table. Where exactly do I put the fruit? Because I want to make you happy. That's one way to make this better. And two, birthday parties last until what do we say? 10 years old.
10.
So yeah. You have another 8 years until if your marriage makes it.
If you're throwing 17 year old birthday parties where you're putting out fucking fruit trays, I think you missed the boat a little bit.
Yeah, I think this guy's got to get control of his life too. I don't understand why
your mic went out again. I'm just kidding, it didn't.
I'm having a terrible experience this week. Yeah, fuck you and your fruit. Man up, jerk off.
$150 million company can't fucking record anything. Yeah, so this guy is screwed, basically. One last question. You want to walk us through this one too, Clem? I don't know. I would ask Lark, but I don't know if his internet's working.
This one comes from Matt. Hey, I am doing a podcast, a parenting podcast, and my fucking dickhead co-host doesn't have a microphone that works. Oh, wait, no, that was the wrong one. That was an IM I got from somebody. This one's from Anonymous here. My wife and I just found out that she's 5 to 6 weeks pregnant. Confirmed sex ever. Congrats on the sex. We have only been trying for about a month. My wife wants to protect her sister's feelings because her and her husband have been trying for close to 2 years now. Should we tell them it was an accident? Should we tell them we were trying? My wife thinks we should tell them it was an accident. I think that would make her mad. But telling them we were trying and it only took a month might also upset her. Does it matter because it's our exciting news? I think she'll be happy for us, but my wife wants to play it safe.
I don't think that you can suppress your own personal happiness at the benefit of other people. I don't think you should do that because you having a kid, if you're happy about having a kid, you only have so many of those times in your life and you can't worry about what your bitch ass sister thinks. That's what I, That's fine.
And I don't think they want the kid to be known, their first kid to be known as an accident going forward.
Right.
Like that's forever that his aunt and his uncle are going to have in their heads. And you never know what's going to happen with these people. They may get bitter or something, or maybe your kid's going to steal, you know, money out of her purse to go buy meth at some point. They're going to be like, by the way, did you know you're an accident? Like, it's just a slippery slope. Might as well. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about adults to adults. You could tell them, hey, by the way, we got lucky. You know, we decided to start trying and we hit on our first, right? It's not something that you should be ashamed of.
I think that the sister has to be a little more sensitive than the dad. I think the dad can take the other dad out and really just like rub it in his face. Be like, what the fuck is your problem? Type of thing. Like, that's what I would do. If I had a brother-in-law that I cared about, I would do that.
I do think her heart's in the right place. I will say, like, don't fucking take those reggae horns out and go like, bah, 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 we're having a kid, and like fucking like just like fucking blow it in their faces and shit like that. That would be
I disagree. I think they should go to Donnie Does, ask him to order some of those Chinese fireworks that you pull the string and the confetti and just pop one off right in her eyeball.
Hey, buddy, you need a hand? Is that what you're saying? Want me to get in there? Yeah. All right. Well, teach their own, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to some milk and cookies.
All right. So this is the moment that AJ almost sees the number one spot. Largest tap in his mic, that motherfucker. So we were in AJ's room, and it was after. So we've considered. What do you guys think of this? From the time you start cooking dinner, all the way through dinner, going through bath. Drying off after bath and getting dressed. That's basically rush hour for parents, right? It's just my wife dubbed it rush hour, and that was the perfect name. I said it was hell. Rush hour is probably a nicer name for it. And I was just like completely fed up, as I am usually in all hours of my life now. And I was just sitting there with AJ, and he had this little basketball in his hand. It was a little squishy basketball. And I was like, hey, AJ, throw it to me. And he threw it to me. And then I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, here, I'll throw it back. And I caught it. And my wife goes, oh, yeah. Like, I taught him how to play catch yesterday. And I had a full-blown catch with my son. And it was fucking – it was Field of Dream shit. It was the first time I felt like an actual dad to the kid instead of just some, like, sack of meat that is just trying to keep him alive and, like, you know, provide for him. And he actually, like, he was engaged for, like, a good 15 minutes. We just kept throwing the ball back and forth, and he was laughing his ass off. And it was – it was one of those very cool, real parenting moments that, like, I'm sure I was angry at him 5 minutes later as he, like, went back and started crying again. But
yeah, I mean, it couldn't have been that great. You put him as number two on the bottom.
Yeah, it was. The kid is not all that accurate, let's be honest. And I was chasing the ball. A man my size cannot be crawling across the room all the time. But it was fun.
And throwing it like Tebow coming all the way from, like, down south. Oh, that is a nice experience, though. Do you call that playing a catch or having a catch?
I think I said having a catch, which I know is going to get me shamed by you. But large is also the X factor. I don't know.
I have a catch. I don't play catch.
Yes. Yes. Outnumbered. How does it feel, poor boy? Old poor boy, now rich boy?
We'll see you guys next week.